Great day, great day, Discovery House family. This is Dawn with you, aka Dawn of the Day, back with you with the first episode of 2024 of my podcast. But you know me, I have to do a little housekeeping before I start any podcast off. I must say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of my supporters, my followers, and my listeners. You all have been and will always be fertilizer to my soil. Also, I just want to do a little bit more housekeeping. Just let my new followers and listeners know that this podcast is unscripted and we share organically. Now, without further ado, we're going to keep this momentum up and keep that theme going of finding our way back on purpose, because that is intentional work. And I don't want to lose that. That's going to be our foundation this year of finding our way back on purpose. But in finding our way back on purpose, we're going to peel back the onion on how we need to do that. This is a special year for me. I will be 50 years old in June, and I can't believe it. It's surreal that I will be 50 years old. Also, I have some new things happening in my life, some life-changing things that happen in my life soon, and I am so excited about it. I'm thankful and all of that, but I won't share that with you right now, but I will share it soon. So let's just dive right into today. And so for this first episode of 2024, let me just lay out the carpet and the foundation of what we want to talk about. And that's lying to ourselves. There are so many things out here that have decorated an image that we all in some form or fashion have worn, because we feel like this is how it should be, because some people said this is what it looked like. So I'm going to challenge you this year to unlearn and relearn, because there's safety in that. Because some of the things that we learned in life was wrong, and it's been making us live defeated in pockets of our life. And then in some spaces in our life, we have to relearn some things, and we got to be courageous to do that. And one of the things that we want to step out in faith in is to be honest with ourselves, because if you can lie to yourself, you can lie to anybody. And so I am going to challenge you, including myself, because I'm on this journey with you. Let's go and clean house for real. Let's go into them pockets of our homes within ourselves, and we start cleaning those areas. We keep putting things under the carpet. Those are the lies that we tell others. And then we end up believing our own lies when we're doing it on a regular basis. We need to be honest with ourselves where we are so that God can meet us there. So if it's anything that we can't clean up, He can. But we have to be truthful. And so that's what I'm challenging everyone this year, is to be truthful where you are. As long as we live, beloveds, we're going to always find places in our lives where we have to do the maintenance, and then places where we have to replace things, places in our lives where we have to revamp things, and places in our life where we have to just unlearn. And it's okay. What's not okay is if we stay like that, asking for a result like somebody who did the work. I'm doing the work. I hope that you want to do the work with me. And working is not easy, but it's so rewarding, because it's in the work that we find so many things that we didn't know that was beautiful about ourselves. And because we won't go there, we always looking for this beauty in other things, and we won't find them in them. We will find them in the places that God meets us. Nothing deep about it, but it's the truth. And so I just want us to walk in freedom. Because when you walk in freedom, you walk in clarity, and you can hear better on where you should go, when you should go, and how you should go. When you don't have a clear ear, you can't hear. You are perplexed. You feel heavy. So we're going to stop co-signing on certain weights that we contribute to. So my word this year was contribution. I've been singing it. I've been talking about it in my session with some of my clients about, let's take our contribution off the table. Because typically what happens is we'll get so caught up in something that our complaints will be centered around what keeps us safe. But we never look at some of the ways we contribute to our angst in our life. So we're going to take the contributions off the table. We're going to look at ourselves for real. We're going to go in them places that we don't usually go to. We're going to stop lying to ourselves, because the truth will make us free. I don't know about you, but I want to be free. In order for me to do that, I got to walk in truth. I got to take my contribution off the table of anything that causes me to be wobbly, that anything that causes me not to stand up firm and my back straight, and anything that makes me heavy. So once we eliminate all that, it's smooth sailing, because now we have eliminated our contribution to work against ourselves. So that's what I'm challenging you on this year, in my 50th year, is to let's stop lying to ourselves. Let's be honest. Let's go to them places so we can clean house. Let's take our contribution off the table and let's make some true declarations to meet God whatever space in our lives that we need to meet him at, because there's some parts of us that we cannot clean up. But if we meet him in a dirty place, he is surely there with his broom to clean up anything that we need. And there's nothing deep about that. I don't know about you, but I can't do anything without him. And I can't leave without him, because I can't do anything without him. I have to go with him. I have to allow him to do that for my life, because it's through that that my life has changed. It changed phenomenally, and it's continuing to do that. And I'm thankful for that, even when life happens, because we be laughing around here. Everybody does. And so the blessing is we get to get another day to try to fix some things, change our mind about some things, reroute how we move, and to make sure that we're doing some reflection. And the prayer is, let us start being intentional even about the things that God is aligning us to, people, places, and things. I heard someone say something very phenomenal. The higher you go as God elevates you, if you got a lot of people around you that's always saying yes and you're great and this, that, and so, you're a boundless person. And so you're like a city without walls. We want to have walls because we have to compartmentalize our life. And when we don't have those guardrails up, we will lie to ourselves. We will contribute to things that work against us. And we will continue to live a life that's defeated but look like it's not. And I don't want to be secretly sick, and I hope you don't either. So let's do this work together. Join me every week on Purpose for Purpose to do this intentional work. Meet me on my social medias. I just started with Threads. I'm on Instagram, DiscoveryHouse_. I am on Facebook, Dawn of the Day. I am also on TikTok now. So I'm especially excited for me, because I like talking to people, but I know we are in the technology stage. So bear with me as I learn how to navigate those platforms. It's kind of fun. My niece is helping me, so that's a beautiful thing. Each one teach one. Even the little children can teach us. So I'm thankful for her. But without further ado, let us just end this evening on purpose, making those declarations over our life. And no one can do that for you, no matter how many good things you listen to, how many preaching you listen to, how much you read. You have to make a choice that you're going to change your mind on how you're moving. Everybody does. Because even if we have a lot of things right in our life, if there are still pockets in our life that are not, and people might not be able to see them, but you know they're there. So let's not lie to ourselves, because when we start lying to ourselves, we start believing our lie, and then we live a whole life defeated and we live it wrong. Well, I don't want that for you, and I hope you don't want that for me. So let's do this journey in 2024, my 50th year, doing this real true work of cleaning house for real and discovering all the beautiful things that we didn't even know we had within us, because we removed some things to give God the opportunity to replace some things, the things that we need. And that we can meet him in those spaces, because we don't have to do this work by ourselves, but we do have to participate. So until next time, beloveds, y'all be blessed. I'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week on purpose. Good night.